You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, that leads me to, you say, well, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a tip.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a technique.
Okay.
One of my best friends, an older Messianic Jew, and he likes the thing of flow. He doesn't necessarily like techniques.
Right.
But when I studied judo and I studied wrestling,
right.
I learned techniques, and they work every time if you get it right. Mm-hmm. So this is a technique.
Okay.
Please forgive me, but it works every time for me.
Okay.
Okay, it's about coming into the presence of God. We just mentioned it. Mm-hmm. It's about hearing God. I learned it from a fellow named Ernie Gruen back in the 80s. He had a church of about 1,000 in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it pulling a James 1:5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I don't like the word pulling because I'm not sure what that means, but
right.
It means you go to James 1:5. It mm-hmm. says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and he'll give it to him liberally and won't upbraid him.
Right.
But then it goes on to say, don't let that man doubt, because then he's like a wave tossed to and fro, and everything is wishy-washy, so to speak. That's
right.
A paraphrase.
Yeah.
So this technique is to get you where you can hear God.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get anything out of me and about this book,
right.
I'm trying to tell you,
mm-hmm.
you can hear God. Okay? You got to be careful that you're not trying to hear something for your own lust.
Right.
But he says if you lack wisdom, you ask and he'll give it to you. All right, so here's mm-hmm. the technique.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is with it, how do you know it's not your own voice or
right.
perhaps the voice of Satan?
Right.
I didn't used to believe in Satan, but I believe he's real.
Right.
He's real.
Right.
Okay, so you don't want to hear him, and
right.
you don't want to hear your own conscience because you might have had a bad conscience from your significant other speaking into you something that was false.
True.
Maybe it's a teacher.
Right.
Maybe it's a dad that left you or abused you or hurt
right.
you, okay?
Right.
So your conscience may not be perfect. What you've got to do is get the Word of God by the Spirit of God. When they come together with the rhema, that becomes your conscience. That's your
good.
Goal. You ask God to renew your minds so that you're hearing Him
right.
as you come to know Him, right?
Right.
So now, here's the technique. You got to get rid of yourself and you got to get rid of Satan.
Mm.
Okay? You come into the presence of God, then you ask, and then you're not going to have any doubt whatsoever.
Right.
Whatever it is, if he says go out on the limb,
right.
you got better go out on the limb
right.
because he honors obedience.
Right.
So here's what I do. Here's what Ernie taught. He did it a little bit longer times.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say you take about, I'm not sure how long, I say 5 to 10 minutes. But I,
right.
okay, last night,
right.
preparing for this,
right.
okay, I did it with 5 minutes, and it went a little beyond that.
Right.
So I said on my phone, I set a 5-minute timer.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you begin to thank God,
mm-hmm.
because just like Greg said, mm-hmm. you enter His gate with thanksgiving. So now you're moving toward the one you want to hear. See, you want to hear. You want wisdom? You're moving toward Him. You enter His gate with thanksgiving. So you begin to thank, and you say, thank you, Lord, for this soft, warm bed. I don't
yeah.
know what you're going to say, but whatever
right.
you think of right then. Thank you for my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for my boys.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for my salvation.
Yeah.
Thank you for Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that I finished the book finally.
Yes.
Thank you for this or for
right.
that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For 5 minutes,
right.
ding. Now you say, okay, I'm going to go towards praise.
Right.
You enter His gates. Now you're in the gate. Now you're going to go into His courts a little closer to God. And mm. you begin to praise Him.
Good.
And there's so much to praise Him about,
awesome.
Especially if you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He went all the way. He didn't have to go.
Come on.
He went all the way.
Right.
He got His beard pulled out. For who? For you
yeah.
and moi. He got His beard pulled out, okay?
Yeah.
They crucified Him. They beat Him.
Yeah.
Okay? He did that. Oh, how about this? He's faithful.
Mm.
That's worthy of praise.
So
how about He's true?
Yes.
How about He's good? How about He's full of mercy? Jesus is the mercy seat, for heaven's sake. He's
Come
wonderful.
On.
He's worthy
yeah.
of praise. I praise you, Lord. Then you got to get personal. I
yeah.
praise you.
Yeah.
And you keep thinking, I praise you. 5 minutes, ding.
Right.
Now you're going to go towards worship.
Mm.
You've gone through the gate. You're into His courts. And now you're going to go into His presence. And you say, I love you, Lord. I don't even know how to say it. I don't know how to do this, but I love you. You first love me. Help me right now. Help me love you. Oh, beyond that, you're the God of all creation. I worship you.
Yes.
I worship, I love you, but I worship you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, 5 minutes of worship. You know you're in your presence. There's a scripture that says, draw near to God, He'll draw to you. Submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee.
Mm.
And then you say, okay, God, forget myself. Now, I'm asking you, and I'm saying, Satan, the word says, I resist you as I submit to God and you flee. So get out of my mind, out of my thoughts. I'll not hear your voice. And now, Father, I ask you this question. And I usually save it for ones that are important.
Right.
And I say, I pop the question. And then I'm believing by faith. This is a faith thing. You think he's going to get on to you for faith in it?
Right.
Jesus is the one said, where's your faith, dudes? Where's your faith? Is there no faith? Am I going to find anybody with faith?
Is he going to give you a rock?
No, no. If you ask, he's going to give you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I said, the question, and then you believe by faith he's going to speak from his spirit to your spirit to your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
Right.
You ask the question, and I've learned it kind of yes or no.
Right.
Yes or no. And if I hear yes on that question, do I do this or do I do this, then I'm done.
Right.
Now, I know what I'm going to do, Lord.
His answers could terrify you.
Well,
you could come on and go, yes. And that means yes, right?
Yeah, that means yes.
That
means yes. You do it.
Yeah.
Now, I've been telling this people, and I don't see a lot of other people quite picked up on it yet,
right.
But this is what I do.
Right.
And
awesome.
He's never, ever been wrong.
Wow.
I say consult the Lord in everything you do.
Right.
I'll be going along, and I say, do I pick up that hitchhiker?
Right.
And if I hear, yes, my son, I pull over and pick him up.
Right.
Yeah. The one time he didn't, I didn't. Okay.
Right.
The guy got in the truck and said, I was there during the Civil War.
right.
Oh, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't ask. Okay.
Right.
I said, hey, I'm going to let you out over here, buddy.
Right.
I'm full of mercy.
I'm only going this far.
Yeah, you're scaring me. Yeah. So anyway, the point of it is, yes, hear the Lord.
Right.
Fear the Lord.
Right.
And then obey the Lord.
Man,
okay, that's in the book.
That is good, man. You've got to get that. You got to get this book. It'll bless you. You got to get a link right here to be able to get to it. You can get it from Amazon. Get it from his website. You got the Kindle version of it as well. The paperback.
Okay, I want to say one thing. I'm going to interrupt. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Don't. I'm not trying to lift up the book. I'm not trying to look up John Newland. The name of it's Ordinary. I couldn't tie my shoes without him. The book is nothing but a story of my experiences with him.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it's all about him. Okay, let's put that up front.
And you know me, I wouldn't recommend a book if it wasn't good.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it.
Would.
I mean, it's very, I mean, I couldn't put it down. I had to just nonstop read it. I was, when I first got the book, he didn't realize how fast I was moving. I'm like, what is this? Oh my goodness. It literally is, he calls it an ordinary man, but his life has been anything but ordinary. But yeah, he is an it's amazing.
It's
you got to get
extraordinary God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.